Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi. Welcome in, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. We got some breaking news here. You may not have heard, but J.J. Watt has signed with the Arizona Cardinals. Well, he hasn't signed yet, but he is an Arizona Cardinal. He's agreed to terms on a $31 million two-year deal, $23 million guaranteed. And you heard it here first. Pretty sure no one else has this kind of information for
him. Well, no, he was actually... JJ put a picture out. It was like an Instagram picture, kind of like an Instagram model would have. He had an Arizona Cardinals shirt on and a beanie, and he's under a squat rack with a really intense look. And he said,
"Source
Arizona
me.
Cardinals." No, it just says source me. Yeah, and it's him just doing a squat.
Well, yeah. But we saw it first here on the show this morning. But
he's
the
source.
Could there be
he
a more JJ?
Me.
I know, but I
JJ,
have.
JJ, let's just be real here.
Like I have JJ sources that told me that JJ, and the source was JJ.
Yeah.
So it's
I can confirm.
Irrefutable source.
No, I'm confirming what I've... My sources confirm that JJ is going to Arizona.
Yeah.
So you
made some calls.
I can confirm what JJ has said so far. I made some calls. It appears as though that is accurate. So my sources are confirming what JJ Watt has reported in an Instagram thirst trap post. JJ is an Instagram model. I mean, I love JJ and all that stuff, but let's just be real here. JJ works hard at some of his photo shoots. Like, there's no difference if you're just being honest about it.
Did you see how that mean mug he had? Look at
he was very focused.
He was about to lift right there.
Yeah, he was really either that or he's about the gram. And I watched, you know, Fake Famous. It showed how these Instagram influencers. It shows what goes into these photo shoots. You know, these little pictures that you see, it shows what they put into it. Holy crap. The lighting and everything that goes into it. Let's just be real about this. JJ has some Instagram model in him.
Yeah.
Like, he wants these pictures. If you go to his Instagram, it's not selfies. It's a bunch of staged photos.
Yeah.
Like, with lighting and all that stuff. You can't see it, but trust me, it's there. And this was one of those things, too. He got the idea to do, okay, I'm going to do something where I'm the source. I need to wait for my picture, for my, you know, can you guys, I got a great idea. I'm going to put this on, you know, Twitter. Can you send me a Cardinal shirt, overnight it to me, because I'm going to do this. And he probably went through a list of little beanies that he has, his workout
Did
beanies.
Did it match? I forget. I want to see.
Well, no, I mean, this is one. Well yeah, it's kind of, it matches
well,
with everything.
Of course it's got to match.
Yeah, it's like a grayish, dark grayish beanie, so it matches with everything. And so let's be real now. JJ did get his look going for the Instagram picture. But regardless of all that stuff, that was a surprise. We had not heard Arizona's name mentioned.
No.
They did need defensive line help. I mean, that is a team need for them, without question. But their name had never come up. And I don't know if you saw this yesterday or not. Bidwell actually flew out there in a jet, and picked he and his wife up.
And he also had another Instagram picture with he and his wife on the jet.
In the jet.
Convenient, when the owner is also a pilot.
Yeah. So can you take this picture? Either that or there.
Yeah, no.
My guess is they may
owner,
have had a...
take a picture of him. Or they might have had their publicist with them.
Yeah, I think they're... Or a photographer with them.
Right.
Yeah, although the picture of him and Bidwell... Is it just him and Bidwell? I think the wife took that picture.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Bidwell probably took the other one in the jet. So Bidwell, I guess, there's no way he just actually flew himself. There has to be another pilot. Like, Bidwell didn't just get in a jet and fly there. It says it's nice when the owner's also a pilot.
Yeah.
But there's no way Bidwell by himself, there's got to be a second pilot.
Well, probably was. Probably was.
Like the real pilot.
No. Bidwell's probably the pilot.
Bidwell probably goes, you don't think it's like thing where he goes,
no, I wouldn't be
surprised. Listen. And Cal acts like he's driving the plane. like cow planes don't. You're doing a car noise.
It's not like every owner's like Cal.
Are you sure?
Now, the Bidwells are not exactly thought to be, you know, the brain surgeons of the NFL, but when you're really, really, really rich, you got a lot of time. You can get a pilot's license.
Wait, are you? But like I said,
you need
are
a lot
sure
of hours and a lot of money to own a plane and to fly it.
Are you sure they don't just give him like with Cal, where they give him a steering wheel and he goes wee?
Well, actually, you pull back when you go.
It's, well, Cal, yeah, but I mean, but aren't
you
all turn, owners
you
like
steer
that
with your feet?
Aren't all owners like that?
Yeah, no. Well, you think Cal's? I don't know if Cal's graduated to flying planes yet. He's still on trains.
Well, I know, but doesn't he? Well, we've seen the conductor hat, but yeah. Doesn't he? Do you think he does have where he flies in the plane where he gets his own
Cal like this.
Where he gets his own steering wheel?
This is really
like funny. When he drives cars, he goes.
And then
he steers his wheel real hard.
And then when he gets to the game, he grabs his glove. You know, do you think he carries his glove all over?
Yes, I know he does. Okay.
He doesn't have to steer and make noises. He's got video games for that. He doesn't have to make
true.
The noises himself.
But when he doesn't have his games with him, he's got to make the noises. I'll ask you this. Did anyone ever invite him up to the cockpit to get a pin that says
insulting.
He's an official... Like he's an official member of the
Continental
flight crew.
Used to do that, but yeah, I don't
for
know.
Children.
Did he ever come back? Did he ever come back like, Mom, hey. Mom, Dad, look at this.
Oh, man.
Dad, and he's pointing to his little pin.
But he was 35.
Yeah, I didn't. So? Has he ever done that? Yes or no?
This is highly disrespectful.
Has Cal ever gotten a
highly disrespectful.
Has Cal ever gotten a pin for flying, for being, because he visited the cockpit?
You mean like as a 12-year-old?
Our team.
Don't run it like a child. You don't want to be talked about like with these jokes, then stop running my team like you're a little kid.
So McClain. Because
you're scared of the boogeyman, well, Jack Easterby under your bed.
McClain or Brian T. this morning that made the point that they should have, that this was embarrassing to the organization, that he reunited with Hop, that they should have made the, before he left, that they should have made the agreement that he couldn't sign with Arizona or any team in the division.
That's NFC.
I know. I don't understand why this is a big
because
embarrassing for the organization that he signed
for
with
what?
Arizona?
They made the trade.
What?
Bill and Jack made the trade for.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. But this and oh, by the way, there's more.
You can't tell
why didn't
him,
you get any, when Deshaun when JJ signed for 15 and a half a year and 23 guaranteed. He's got value, so they should have gotten something in return.
Well, they didn't want to shop for him. It wasn't going to be a second. It probably would have been a
third.
Fourth.
Third or fourth.
Yeah, maybe a fourth that turns into a third. That actually sounds like something that's possible.
That a real organization.
And actually, Arizona is one of those teams that feels the heat a little bit right now.
Yeah.
That might have felt the panic.
Yeah.
So the thought is the Texans... This is an embarrassing thing for them because he went to Arizona and there's some history there because of the DeAndre trade.
Because of a trade they made.
So how many places can they go? He can't go to Miami because they got screwed over there. Can't go to Seattle because they got screwed over there. Can't go to Cleveland because, you know, they should have put that in the provision because, you know, the Duke Johnson trade, the third round pick they traded for Duke Johnson.
You got over on him for Deshaun.
So how many teams are... Should they have put on the list? You can't go there.
Every team's
you would think every them. You would think every team in the division.
Well, no. Immediately every, but you know,
can't go to the 24-0. You can't go to the Chiefs.
No, you can't go to the Chiefs.
You could go to the Raiders because of that when somebody shined a light in David Carr's eyeball.
Wait a minute. What did they trade?
That was
Brock's eyeball.
What did they trade for Gary and Conley?
Yeah, that's
third. Oh, he can't go. They can't go to the Raiders.
Yeah,
got over on
Conley.
You.
Yeah, sorry.
So how many teams? Chargers.
Well,
he
we
got the Chargers.
Ahmad.
Well, they did.
No, we can't go all the way back to that.
Well,
the Packers embarrassed you this year on the field.
You also cut Tremont Williams in
the
training
Packers
camp.
Packers embarrassed what?
The Packers embarrassed the Texans on the field.
Oh,
remember
Uncle
Freddy
sent that video. That's where Hannah was sleeping. So you can't do that in Chicago.
That's Chicago. What about Chargers? You could send them to the Chargers, right? I don't think there's anything.
I don't think there's anything there. They could.
He could
have signed with the Chargers, right?
Yeah, he could have gone to the Chargers, not Denver because of the you suck too.
Yeah,
that
game. So really, the Chargers are the only team in the There's nobody. Oh, the Rams. He could have gone to the Rams. There's nothing with the Rams.
Except he couldn't go to the Rams. They don't have any money.
Well,
could he go to the Eagles?
Didn't they give up a second round pick for Brandon Cooks?
Yeah.
So can they go
the Rams? Oh, and that was part of the Arizona deal. Yeah, well, he can't go to the Rams.
Brandon Brooks went to Philadelphia and said how much he hated Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
What about Washington football team?
You broke Alex Smith's leg. He broke Alex Smith's leg.
He can't
go
there.
You can't go there.
Yeah,
he can't go there. He broke Alex Smith in half.
Yeah.
We're running out of teams here.
Can't go to Cowboys, for sure.
Can't go to Cowboys. Can't go to Giants? There's nothing lately
I
with
think
the Giants.
So. He can go to the Giants.
Okay, so he can go to the Chargers, the Giants. No, this has to be now. You can't come up with something like Gary Kubiak.
Get the fat running back from the Giants?
You're going too far out. Chargers, Giants. Let the team have some picks. Let the team have some options.
You can go to the Jets.
Yeah, Jets. Mm.
There are a couple teams that have been embarrassed in Texas in some way, shape,
Patriots.
Or form. No, there's no chance.
No.
Letterman's
got No.
Can't do that.
Can't go to Patriots.
Can you go to Tampa? Can't go Saints. Can you go to Tampa or the Falcons? Yeah, you can go Falcons.
Why not?
Yeah.
So we found about five teams.
Yeah.
In the whole NFL.
That they could, but that haven't embarrassed the Texans?
Yeah.
Well,
remember DeAndre Hopkins' pass against the...
How are you going to embarrass him when you haven't done anything?
Remember Hopkins, that terrible call O'Brien made in the terrible pass hop through against the Panthers?
Yeah.
In a loss? You can't do that. So there's like, you could go to Falcons, Bucks, Jets, Giants, and Chargers. That's who he could have traded them to. Really, it's the only teams you can even make any deals with.
Yeah, but...
What about
you going to do a deal with the Jets? I don't think you want JJ there when you're going to do. You're going to pick up their second and 23rd and Darnold and Quinton Williams.
You're doing that deal.
And Mims.
Last I checked, I heard that they weren't listening to anyone even make a call.
Well, but you got to preempt that. You don't want Deshaun reunited with JJ with the Jets because that would be embarrassing to the organization.
Well, let's break it here. Gary already wants to talk about JJ. Some of you guys want to talk about JJ. Feel free to jump in, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We'll let you sound off on that here in about 2.5 minutes. And also, your Houston Rockets kept a streak alive. It's not a good streak.
It's a streak.
It's a streak, though. And right now, streaks are important for the Houston Rockets. So we'll do that here in just a second when we come back.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Before we get to the calls, more JJ talk, we buried the lead. Astros win 7-6 yesterday over the Nationals. A 5-run ninth inning. You want to talk about a clutch team? I mean, so...
Already starting to show the clutch gene.
Yeah. So, this is... That was just a wonderful comeback victory for our Astros in a big, big game against the Nationals, their spring training partners. And you just don't want the Nationals to get over on you. You know, that little payback for the World Series. A little payback for the World Series. With the five run ninth and a 7-6 win.
It's nice. It felt good to get that revenge out of the way. It felt good. And then for the Rockets, they were only down 4 at half at home against the Cavs, but down 1 at half, down 4 after the first three quarters, but then they got beat 27-20 in the fourth to extend not just their losing streak. What are we at, 12 now?
12.
12 straight games, but also double-digit loss.
Well, but this one was only 11, so they made progress.
It was another double-digit loss.
But it was only 11. It was barely double digits.
No, I was shooting for double digits.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, of the 12...
I don't want it to be close.
Of the 12, only two have been less than double digits.
Yeah. I want this to be...
This was close, though. It was close to single digits.
It was
one basket away from single digits. You got to look at the positives.
Well, that's, like I said, a negative.
No, it's not.
No, he gets close.
They got much better than they were the day before against Memphis.
That was a no-brainer.
Much better.
That's the way I like it.
No. Oh, you.
No-brainers.
What was the line?
Last night?
Yeah.
I think Cavs were 4.5 favorites.
Wow. That's like all? That. What are the Nets tomorrow night?
Put a
number on the Nets.
The Cavs are 14-21. They were 13-21 going into the game.
Put a number on the Nets tomorrow night.
You were 11-21.
Put a number on it.
I mean, you almost have to put it 17.5.
It really does have to.
You have to go so high because James is going to try to murder them.
Yeah.
And right now, James is playing really well.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to get James. It wouldn't shock me if James got to 50.
I'll bet you it's not. I'll bet you 12.5 tops.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this was 4.5, and they got their asses handed to them last time they played.
That is free money then.
Yeah. No. Oh, you don't think every one of these games has been free money? You know, except Philadelphia.
That's true.
I'm looking at it, had the Rockets favored. -2 last night.
Oh, were they favored last night?
They're favored last night.
I may be thinking of the night before when they were the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Memphis? I guess they were favored. Why would they be favored?
That's dumb.
I don't know. Look, I don't know.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm.
No, he's probably telling the truth.
I pulled it up. The Rockets were favored.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the line the game before was 4.5.
Points, they were 2.5 and 2. They were favored last night.
Yeah, KJ says Houston was favored by 3. That means money actually came in on them.
No, that's dumb. No, there's no chance.
No, people heard that Oladipo was going to play like money on the Rockets.
The Rockets only hit. John
Wall
had 30.
Poor decision.
John Wall had 32 last night, and the Rockets scored 90. Ugh.
Let's get some calls in here. Gary is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
I just wanted to talk about JJ and kind of how he's covered. So, big JJ fan. I wish him the best, man. I love him when he played here. But I get to this big group chat arguing with my friends because somehow they're trying to make the Cardinals a contender because JJ Watt went there. And to me, he clearly basically went to the highest bidder that was at least a decent team. But I just keep hearing all of these sports guys twisting themselves in the principles of trying to make the Cardinals a contender instead of just saying JJ went for the money, which is pretty obvious. There's nothing wrong with it. But just the way that people cover JJ Watt, it has to be some noble cause of going to contend when the Cardinals are probably the worst team in their division, the San Francisco Chicago. So just wanted to say that, but best of luck to JJ, and, you know, that's all I got.
All right.
I think they're a playoff contender. Every team is – you can look at every team and go plus or minus 2 wins, 2 losses from where they were every year, minimum. A lot of times it's 3. Cardinals were 8-8 last year. They played poorly towards the end. I remember a couple games. The Arizona Cardinals, if you look at their roster, I don't think the Arizona – I don't think it's outrageous to say Arizona could be – now, I don't think they're a contender for a Super Bowl, but I do think they're a playoff contender. And once you're in the – you know, once you're in the this idea that, well, he went to an 8-8 team. Well, the Cardinals were playing much better ball at one point. And
well, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because they really – they were, what, 6-2 and finished 8-8?
Yeah. No, it's – in Cliff's time over there is going to be short-lived. People are starting to be a little unhappy with Kyler Murray. Like, they need – and these are things that J.J. Watt's not going to fix. And, look, J.J. is going to have an impact on a team. He's not a superstar like he was. He's not. Mm-hmm. We sat and watched it here. I don't know if it's J.J. I think the money would have been the same wherever he went. I think that was probably the market. It felt like the market. So I don't know if it was a money chase. I wonder if there was actually that many teams. How many teams do you think were actually going to – tons of teams can contact him. How many teams do you think actually wanted to pay him $15 million a year plus? That might have been on the high end, actually, of what he was offered. Because I know one team I talked to, I asked what they thought the market for J.J. was, and they thought it'd be 12 to 12 and a half.
Really? I always thought it was going to be more than that.
Yeah, they thought 12 to 12 and a half based on what he does, based on the cap situation this year. They thought that J.J. doesn't have a lot. If he wanted to go play for a team that that had a chance to win, they thought he had no leverage. And that they had. So that was the thought. This team wasn't going after him. This team is a good team, but they were not going to go after him. And they said, we'd probably offer him like $12.5 million. And they said, and I said, do you think that's normal? He said, yeah, good. You know, you could go up to like 14, I guess, if you're on the lesser end. But if he wants to play for a team that has a chance to win a championship, we've got the leverage, and he's going to have to play for love of the game, not paycheck. Because there's only so much we can offer. So when you look at Arizona, that makes sense. A lesser team has to pay maybe a little more than what that team was saying. Although I feel like that makes some sense. I still think you're overpaying potentially for the production, but JJ does bring a little more to the table in terms of, you know, the fan base is going to love it.
Yeah.
The fan base in Arizona is going to be so hyped.
Well, Chandler Jones seriously underperformed last year.
Yeah.
Jordan Hicks had like 11 and a half sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're having a blitz quite a bit.
Oh, a ton.
Yeah.
And Isaiah Simmons was a huge bust last year. Yeah. I was worried about that, but that also, I thought that could be the case for his first year. You can't judge him. That's a big move going to linebacker from safety. Like, yeah. This is a big move for him. You got to give him some time. The same way you had to give Hassan Reddick some time.
I think he'll be all right.
I think he'll be okay. He's, like I said, he needs time. I mean, it's a different position.
He's not Isaiah Wilson.
Different league. Huh?
He's not Isaiah Wilson.
Do you think they are a contender, though, based on Gary's question?
No.
Do you think they're a playoff contender?
I think they're a step away from being a playoff. They're a step away from being a playoff team, and then another step.
What do you mean?
Listen,
can they be a playoff team this year?
So what do you think they averaged passing and rushing last year?
Passing like two. Actually, the number's a little lower than I think because I don't know because the prop bet. I'm trying to remember. I'm gonna say passing like low 270s and running. Actually, they had some bad offensive stuff. I'm gonna say running. 105.
It's actually a lot different. It's 244 and 239.
239 what?
Well, Kyler runs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, God.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah.
I knew the passing
was... They only threw for 5 more yards a game.
No, I knew the passing was much lower than people thought.
Yeah.
I looked at some Kyler Murray prop bets, and they were always under the yards.
But here's the deal. Early in the season, when they were 6-2, when Kyler ran the ball for 70 yards or more, I think they were unbeaten. It was ridiculous when Kyler ran the ball. See, when in the second half, when Kyler just tried to throw all the time or was throwing more, it was bad. It was bad. They fell apart. You can't count on his arm. He has got to do what he does, and that's be Kyler Murray running around.
They did some other. I heard the noise though. They did some. There was some defensive. I watched a game where it was nothing but short dink and dunks. I mean, they must be running a certain type of defense against the Cardinals.
Either that
really
or...
prevented them from throwing down the field. But I still think the Cardinals are a playoff contender this year. Almost everybody's a playoff contender in any year.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
the way the NFL
team.
Works.
Especially an 8-1 team.
And an 8-8 team, I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's JJ did. I don't know if that's a noble cause necessarily. I don't know what's noble about the Arizona Cardinals, but to Gary's point, I mean, I don't think he went to the team that has the best chance to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
By any stretch.
No, 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 no.
But I also don't know who was actually in on him making an offer.
Well, the Browns were in on him. Browns were making an offer. Packers, I think, were making an offer.
You put the Browns, actually, with the Browns division, I actually think the Browns have a better shot maybe than the
–
The high-end teams in the NFC, I don't believe in
Browns
as much.
Are
but
better.
See, the 49ers are going to be a lot better this year.
Yeah.
The 49ers are going to be a lot better. But I'm not sure about, you know, the Rams. We'll see. I think the Rams are going to be pretty good. I like who they have at running back now. I think Seattle could be. Seattle feels like a team that could be in a little bit of trouble.
Yep.
Well, especially
with all this
terrible last
all this
year.
Drama this offseason.
Yeah. And
it's just continuing. Let's get John in here before we take a break. We told him we'd get in. Hey, John, what's going on?
Yeah, I just find this call kind of puzzling. For a team that needs all the picks they can, and I know maybe just a third probably or maybe even only a fourth, okay, they in good faith apparently or supposedly let JJ go so he can go pursue his ring and pursue his goals, whatever, so he doesn't get wasted in Texans with the Houston Texans. And then he goes from one crappy team to another only slightly less crappy team. I don't care what you try to build that up to. They were a miracle Hail Mary away from only winning 7 games last year. They're not good. They don't have a chance to win the Super Bowl. They might 50-50 if they can make the playoffs. Was that his pursuit to go to another crappy team? That was it, or did him and D-Hop have something going on the side?
I think Arizona's a team that has some upside. Houston is a crappy team. Houston has no real upside right now.
Yeah.
So I would say it's a little different, John.
They're not
I
can, make it.
John, you honestly don't think the way the Cardinals are built that they, you know, look at the teams that jump up into the play. I think the Cardinals could get into the playoffs. I don't see them as a Super Bowl contender.
They can get to the playoffs, maybe. That would be like the pinnacle. Their pinnacle is making the playoffs.
I think they could win 10 games.
Yeah, I think they could, too.
I think they could win 10
games. Well, they won that miracle game. They also lost about five or six one-score games.
And they're low-scoring games, and too,
yeah,
if you look at them.
Yeah. I mean, Kyler Murray's got to play better. That's right. You know what? He's just got to play better. You think that he might if he actually watched some tape, right? Isn't the word that he doesn't watch any tape?
Oh, that's comforting.
That. Yes, he doesn't watch any tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard
right?
that.
I didn't know that. That's comforting if you're a Cardinals fan. I've experienced Vance Joseph as my defensive coordinator.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't enjoy it at all. So I was supremely shocked when the Denver Broncos hired him to be their head coach, and now he's the DC in Arizona.
Bad, though. They finished 12th in scoring defense last year. It was like pretty good.
Like I said, I experienced Vance, and I didn't like it. So we'll see what happens this year. The whole Cliff Vance Joseph thing, I don't like siding with John on most. Not you. That's true. I don't like siding with you either. But the other John, ever, I kind of side with him. I don't feel like the Cliff Vance Joseph thing is going to work
out.
No,
it's probably not. Probably not. 729 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk some Rockets basketball on the other side.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk, you know, it's hard. It's kind of hard to talk Rockets basketball, I think, just a little bit.
Well, You're talking about a team that is not really I don't know how to describe it. It's not – it's a team – okay, so do you know when the fog is so thick that you feel like it's an actual entity? But it's really just gas. It doesn't – like it's going to dissipate. This team feels like a giant, thick fog bank that rolls in, and from afar it looks like some heavy blanket. But when you get amongst it, it's like, yeah, this is going to – like, this is just a bunch of gases. There's nothing real here. It's like a cloud. When you see it as a kid, you're like, man, I bet I could lay down on that cloud. No, you'd fall through. There's nothing actually there. Yeah. That's what this team is. It's not really a team.
Right.
It's just like a collection of...
When you're flying through the clouds in a plane...
And you realize...
It's scary. It's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, like you can't see.
Well, yeah, it's not good to be... It's not good to be in
there. You don't rebound.
It's not good to be there. You know, and I don't like being there in the clouds.
You got to get above the clouds.
You got to want to be above.
Get above the clouds.
Yeah. Well, everybody is getting above the clouds.
Clouds are terrible rebounders.
Everybody seems to be.
Getting above the clouds.
You're in the clouds and it's not all that fun.
Did you see what the rebound total was yesterday?
I did see Jared Allen had 15.
Yeah, it was 48 to 30.
They got
beat 18 on the boards.
Well, but small ball is really a way to go. I think we've learned that small ball is the future.
It is right now. Like I said, keep on acting like this isn't going the way we want it to go.
No, it's perfect.
Keep on trying to get your wins.
I'm just worried that Eric Gordon's going to get healthy. That
I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, no. And then all of a sudden, here comes
Eric's going to finally get some lift
Christian
on his three.
Wood to save the day.
Now he's the one.
Pick up some wins.
The Christian Wood thing scares me.
No, that's really scary.
He's been out for a while, though. It's nice.
Well, do you think, is there any chance that they're just like, no.
If they're smart,
we don't really need you right
like
now.
Like I said, there's nothing good about being the fifth or sixth worst team in NBA.
11-22 has you squarely in third place.
Remember, if you lose your lottery slot, the Rockets have to finish bottom four to keep their draft pick this year.
Right.
I'm not going to – there's no reason to hide it. I want the Rockets to be terrible. So all this is great. That I didn't have to sweat the Grizzly game. Yesterday you had to worry about it a little bit. Like, man, the Cavs are coming in. And that's a four-point game in a fourth. You think, who's going to step up for the Rockets? Hopefully nobody. And then, you know, they kind of got after it in a fourth and lost by seven in a fourth. So
I don't have a line yet. I don't think they're going to beat Brooklyn.
No, so I don't think so either.
That's tomorrow, yep. And then they get a nice long break. Now, that's where things could get dicey with Christian Wood returning.
Let me Google
8 Christian days Wood. Off. Do you think that everybody – well, but, you know, you had the Cancun, right? 1-2-3 Cancun. I think you start the game with that. Just start the Brooklyn game with one. Hey, we got something to look forward to, boys. Let's go.
And there might be a time where after the Brooklyn game, we're talking about Rockets no longer being around. You know, you got time to assess and go, maybe I can send this guy here. Okay. Maybe I can trade this guy here.
I would, and G League it up.
Well, just bring up Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah, just fire some G League guys up there and just see what happens, you know? That's what I would do. Make no mistake, I don't have any problem with the Rockets losing. I don't hold it against Steven Silas, Tillman, Tad, Rafael Stone. Now, Rafael Stone needs to do smart things. Even in the midst of losing, you need to make, you know, smart deals and do smart things. And the Oladipo information that came out was troubling. I think that was problematic to hear that he was offered an extension for over $22.5 million or whatever.
45-2.
Yeah, that was troubling. I was a little concerned to hear that. I thought the master plan was going great. Like, okay, this is fantastic. We got just keep Victor here, let him shoot his 38% or whatever from the field, 40% and 32 from three. Let the salary cap slide off his cap figure or deal him for a second rounder. Everything's fine. Everything's working the way you want it to work. And then to hear that they made an extension, and only by the grace of God did Victor Oladipo turn that down. Man, that was scary. And what was the other? And then Dell said something awful. One of the worst things he's ever said.
Whoa.
What?
Well, that's very difficult to.
No. And Dell said some terrible things.
No.
One of the worst things he said was the Rockets were potentially looking to extend P.J. Tucker.
No, there's a deal on the table. The reason why
it's on the table.
Like I said, hasn't been accepted is because P.J. doesn't like the financials.
Do you know what some people call that?
What?
Hate speech.
It's not hate speech. How is it hate speech to give
That's
you news?
Hate speech to say out loud to a Rocket fan that you're looking to extend P.J. Tucker.
It's a form of hate speech,
and hate speech is not protected.
Is that...
They are. It's a hate crime by them. They want to do it.
Signing him is a hate crime.
So what are you getting upset with me? It's a hate crime
I don't know.
By the Rockets.
It's hate speech by you unless it happens.
Wait, how long does this last that you get to hold on to your pick, though? I mean, next year, too? You get if you're bottom four? The year after, too? Bottom four?
No, I don't think all their firsts are still gone. I think... Daryl has done his damage. Eventually,
No, but this one, does this move to next year? They get it?
Oh, I have to see that.
See, that's a problem.
Yeah, and the now, protected. Now it doesn't just go away.
Now, if PJ can help you get to that bottom four, which he can, which we see he can, I think the money would be well spent. I think the money is well spent.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah. So how long does this last as a bottom four where they can't touch it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, let me look.
And if we need PJ here, then we need then I don't know why you're poo-pooing that deal. I think that's just smart basketball right there. You still got John Wall.
The Thunder would not
exercise.
Here it is. Rockets Thunder. Thunder have the option to swap Heat Thunder picks for Rockets pick. Rockets pick protected top 4. Thunder would not exercise swap option because Rockets pick is in the top 4. Thunder option to swap first round pick with Rockets. Thunder option to swap 2025 first round pick with Rockets. That's protected in the top 10. Let's see.
So it doesn't move to next
year? Yeah. Well, I'd have to keep looking here because.
If it doesn't move to next year, then no signing. But if it moves to next year, I want PJ Tucker back.
I think 2024 is. I got to see because there's a bunch of swap stuff going on.
Yeah, I know. And we're swapping with the Nets.
I don't know.
To be clear, you guys are both advocating to not play one of your best players, but potentially sign a player who would help you lose more games?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't really thought about
it. Yeah,
that
yeah,
way,
I have.
John has, though.
I did call it hate speech.
You got to go deep. I'm deep thinker. Me and Cal.
You and Cal.
Me and Cal. Huh.
You know, maybe I am looking
dive.
At this.
I did a deep dive, just like Cal did with Brian Gain.
Mm-hmm. What'd
how,
you find?
How deep did that? How what'd deep was that water?
I found that Asher Rafael Stone knows what he's doing signing PJ Tucker.
You know what? Actually, the analytics guy, if that Eli Wittes guy was here, he'd go, Lance, have you thought about what you're saying? I'd say, what, Eli? These guys suck. And he'd say,
and? Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. You win. I'd be like,
yeah.
What is
imagine
the
if you had Jared
did you
Allen?
Rebuild 3 years, though?
And imagine yeah. if you had Jared Allen and Caris LeVert in the second half of this season, now, with Christian Wood,
you
with John Wall, with PJ, with Eric Gordon.
You could potentially win, like,
you could actually win
38 games and be an 8 seed.
Not 38.
And just be in the middle of nothing.
38 is over half of the games this year.
Middle of a mess.
It's a 72-game year.
They're well, no, I'm saying if you had him the whole year.
It would
year.
Be interesting to see.
If you had him the whole year.
Jared Allen actually getting some rebounds and Christian Wood scoring. Saying,
let me, not on the team. They're never going to be
you,
on this
John,
team.
I mean, Lance, you are all in on the losing,
yeah.
which is fine. I understood. How many, would you prefer to the, for them lose every game the rest of the way or lose enough? All the games until they lock up the number one overall. Which one are you looking for? Do you want them to win a game the rest of the way?
Yeah, no, I want to see.
Not, I understand you, but does he? Yeah.
I mean, just to make it look good. As long as you're at number one or number two.
So the Rockets
number one's better.
Three's too dangerous. Yeah, number one's the best.
I thought they mess with the lottery where they're all relatively the same in terms of the chances.
No.
It's gonna be tough to catch, though, boys.
It's still way
in terms of one through three, not.
Yeah,
it's weighted.
Still
weighted. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. It's weighted to a point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need to be one of the worst teams to
so
get yourself.
Have you all thought about Minnesota and how difficult they're going to be to catch?
Well, you're not looking to catch them. You're just looking to stay in that top tier
no,
of bad.
One gets fewer. We want to have a better chance.
Talk to
I understand.
Jacksonville. It's about being there in the fourth quarter to give yourself a chance to win.
That's all.
Right?
To lose.
Jacksonville's just sitting there hanging around, and they ended up winning. They beat the Jets for Lawrence. It's the same thing with the Rockets. You just want to be in the neighborhood.
And then at the end, big push.
Yeah, because you may have a head-to-head game where there is 47 turnovers between the two teams.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The Rockets, the Detroit, and Minnesota all have the same percentage in terms of having the number one overall pick. Two and three, they're all the same. Four the same. Once you get outside of four, things start to change as far as percentages go. But the Rockets are in good shape right now. Really good shape.
I don't know. We like our spot. Don't get me wrong. We're positioning. I think we're right on the outside in second or third place. And then we come down the home stretch. We're almost to the halfway pole. And then we get, and you know, you make your big push to lose, you know, down the stretch. You make a big, big run. Hopefully Christian Wood, you know, stays, I think, a nice little trip maybe to Argentina or something.
Yeah,
Christian Wood, you know.
Argentina.
Yeah, why not?
Argentina's nice.
It's a nice time. It's the nicest time of year, isn't it?
Brazil?
Isn't it summer there?
Are we at Carnival yet?
Isn't
oh, wait, we're
there?
In the middle of a pandemic.
Isn't it summer in Argentina right now?
Southern Hemisphere?
Probably, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, that'd be nice.
Maybe send them to Antarctica and we're in the middle of that six-month winter.
Mm. Are you talking about the head?
I'm not
sure Christian Wood wants to be in Antarctica.
He's actually putting him in a murder mystery, too, because he just saw a show.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I saw?
I do want him to come back eventually.
Yeah.
Well, he
no,
better.
No, no.
Only,
and I don't want him to murder.
Well, only one person came back, and that person did all the killing. So if you won't send him up there, he's going to have to kill a lot of people.
No, two people came back, though.
You know who's killing it?
He didn't come all the way back.
Chastain Ford, because it's Ford Truck Month. That's what it is. It's Ford Truck Month, and it's the time of the year we can get significant savings, the best financing, and the most robust warranties. Whether you're in the market for the classic F-Series truck or a work-ready Super Duty, Chastain Ford has the truck you need at the price you want. No hidden fees. They got the transit vans. All of you guys that are out there right now, tooling around the city. You are plumbers, you're electricians, construction workers, drywall, moving companies, refrigerator, whatever it is. They customize this transit van for you and make it perfect for your business. And nobody knows business better than Chastain Ford. They are the best at this because they are the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston. That tells you something about them. And then the other thing is that there's no dealer add-ons. And this was they were adamant about this. When I met with Ali and Patrick and everybody over there, they said, listen, tell everybody we don't do that. By the time you're done at the other dealerships, they added on $3,000. And you say, this was not the price that I agreed to. And you could do it all online, customize your payments, value your trade, pre-approved, schedule a test drive, VIP delivery as well, all at your house. They're the best. You will love Chastang Ford. And, by the way, you can also go to the dealership as well. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's 5 minutes from downtown. Or get to ChastangFord.com. Join the Chastang family.
ESPN 97.5.
If the heat...
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. So the Texans, they... lose J.J. Watt. He's going to Arizona. We knew they were going to lose him anyway, but we didn't know where. And the Cardinals were kind of a surprise. I hadn't heard anything about the Cardinals.
Not one single bit.
No.
I
That's good. That's good. You know what? That's just, I'm glad. Actually, someone did something where people weren't, there were no leaks. There were no, I mean, that's so terrible. You can't do anything nowadays. It was almost unbelievable that JJ got to announce his own signing. I mean, that's awesome that somebody, Schefter or anybody, didn't break it before the actual player did or the team did. Which is that's the way to do business, actually. They released Josh McCown.
That was also a surprise. Like, wait, he was on the team? I thought he was a coach.
No. He was there at the end of the season. He was their third quarterback.
Like I said,
but he was still on there. He was still on the roster. But the thought is they released him so they can make him a coach now.
Right. That's what I assume is going to happen.
Yeah. That's what we assume because he's coach in waiting.
Well, so A.J. McCarron is also a free agent, which wouldn't shock me if he came back. So you right now have theoretically zero quarterbacks.
Well, right. You got one tied up for 5 years, though, you know.
But if he doesn't play, you don't have a quarterback on the field.
Yeah. So don't you have to – no, I don't think – do you really want A.J. back? Don't you have to get a Ryan Fitzpatrick or somebody that can actually step in and play?
Well, yeah, if you're – if
yeah.
You're going to have to – you don't want to make that decision yet.
I think you need a Ryan Fitzpatrick regardless.
No. If he's not going to play, I got news for you. I'd go get P.J. Tucker or Victor Oladipo, if you know what I mean.
Well,
if you're not gonna have Deshaun playing, then I'd like to rocket this thing straight to the number one pick. I want it to be. I think you do want AJ McCarron, somebody who's barely played at all.
Yeah,
I'm not looking. Ryan Fitzpatrick will mess around and win six games. What good is that? Thanks for nothing, Ryan.
Well, what are you gonna do? So then you're gonna get Sam Howell. That's what you want going forward?
I don't know. I think the kid from Liberty is going to be a much higher pick than people realize. Malik, I look up his name. He's going to be the guy next year you're going to hear a lot about.
Howell's the number one guy right now.
Malik Willis. Malik Willis is going to be a name you hear a lot about.
No, he's a good looking. He's
dual threat quarterback. Yeah, he's kind of thin, but he's 6'1", 215. But so not that thin, I guess. But Malik is, he transferred to Liberty from Auburn. He sat out 19. Actually, you say he sat out 19. I thought he played in 19. But he's the guy that could be getting some buzz. That's the one you need to keep your eye on.
He's got 1 year. Yeah, he's got 1 year left. Well, he can play. He was 6 of 7 and 5 of 7 his first 2 years. Sat out last year. And
sat at 19.
20 TDs, 6 interceptions.
Yep.
He was good. But
quarterback rating of 156. He didn't throw a ton. Like they throw up, but not a ton. But he had some Coastal Carolina. He was 19-29, zero touchdowns, two interceptions. Not great. They won in overtime, but he did run for. He ran for 137 yards and four touchdowns. If that's something that interests you,
the 2022 draft is wide open for Lincoln Riley to produce Spencer Rattler and go. Come on, go on, Spencer. Rattler's been there for, at the end of this next season, he'll be there for 3 years.
He was a redshirt sophomore?
Redshirt.
I mean, he's going to be a redshirt sophomore?
Yep. Because he sat behind Jalen in 19.
He redshirted a year? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he sat behind Jalen in 19. So
God, man, I've heard Spencer Rattler concerns me. He's another tiny tine, isn't he?
I don't think so.
He feels tiny.
What do you mean he feels tiny?
Look at him.
He feels like he's tiny.
Look at his stats instead of his measurables.
I don't want to look at him.
He feels like a tiny?
They list him at 6'1", 205.
That's a lie.
He feels like a tiny.
6'1 means he's 6 foot. Another tiny Oklahoma quarterback.
Tiny doesn't matter anymore.
Tiny Oklahoma quarterback.
Look at all the success they're having. Baker, Kyler.
Don't know if you've heard. Tiny don't matter no more.
No. I don't know if you heard.
Let me know.
Sam Howell's a tiny fella, too.
They got tiny eight shoes and eight. No more, Lance.
They got eight. Sam Howell has a... He has a souped-up Sam Ellinger vibe to his body type-wise.
He's Baker. He's Baker Mayfield.
What about Brock Purdy? Nope. What about that bald-head guy from Minnesota? Nope.
Tanner Morgan?
Yeah. No thanks.
6'1", 225, Sam Howell.
Oh,
that's not big enough for you?
My buddy from Auburn reminded me, hey, guys.
Bo Nix. Don't mention Bo Nix.
why are you leaving out Bo Nix?
We're doing it for a reason.
Because he's Bo Nix. That's why we're leaving him out.
He goes, it's cool. We have Bo Nix. Who needs Malik Willis?
Yeah, that's the guy that
that's
Gus.
That's why Gus got fired.
Gus chose Bo Nix.
Malik Willis ran for 944 yards and 14 touchdowns last year. He probably ran for more touchdowns than Bo Nix threw for.
Bo Nix instead of Willis. That's a bad life choice.
Look, Gus fell into Cam Newton as his OC when he was the OC, and Nick Marshall, his second best quarterback, was a converted DB.
Cornerback.
That's what he's done at Auburn. Well, that's why he's at
Jake
UCF
Fromm
now.
Over Willis?
Well, Kirby didn't make a great decision either.
No.
Jake Fromm
not
over
Willis,
Justin
Jake
Fields.
Fromm over Justin Fields. Choosing Pat Mahomes over Baker Mayfield.
No, that worked out. I mean,
well, not wins wise.
Well, never. Well,
yeah, Baker's clearly the better quarterback.
You don't say.
Clayton Tune over Derek King.
Yeah, I don't.
So listen, is President Biden has removed mentions of Dr. Seuss from Read Across America Day due to concerns about racial undertones in the children's books?
Apparently, Dr. Seuss was on that BS. From what I've been told.
Did you see Red and Blue Fish? Started there.
He's torturing us with that.
Purple fish offended? What's the deal?
All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Do you hear colorism right there?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what fish are offended? Silverfish?
Those are the worst of all the fishes.
Did you hear that Dr. Seuss? Have you heard some of Dr. Seuss's stuff?
Green eggs and ham? Wait a minute.
The room is full. That can't be right. On this side, black. On this side, white. And it's like, oh, this is a segregation. This is a segregation book by Dr. Seuss.
Well, Dr. Seuss Museum has done things to remove Asian stereotypes from their murals. So they're aware that they've had some issues in the past. So the Dr. Seuss Museum has been proactive. But apparently the books.
You seen the Grinch?
Well, what? What's with the Grinch?
What's
I don't.
The Grinch, he's green.
Yeah, maybe in your eyes he's green.
What is he in your eyes?
An immigrant. And he tries to demonize an immigrant.
What?
Dr. Seuss.
What?
No, you don't have a third eye. I'm not talking to you.
I have a third eye.
You? No. Well, no, not that eye, John.
No.
I'm just trying to tell him. We're talking about the eye on your forehead.
Yeah.
That sees all. Not that eye you're talking about. Not that one you would give a color to. Not that eye. I don't know. I didn't read a lot of Dr. Seuss books as a kid, so I wasn't indoctrinated. So I don't know. What's the deal?
So if I read Dr. Seuss books as a kid, then I'm automatically racist.
Well, you didn't know that it was.
It explains your behavior. Apparently,
yeah. It's like a primer. It's like a primer. Base coat.
Yeah.
You just got your base coat of your whitewashing. Codes.
Your base code.
Here we go. We've indoctrinated
him. Got a good foundation.
Dr. Yeah. Seuss is a base code of racism?
Yeah. Well, that's what the internet told me.
Well, the internet's always right.
The internet is undefeated. Okay. 756.
You're the mean one.
97.5. I was on with Nate this morning, boys, on Channel 26.
Nate the Great.
And nobody commented on my hair, but I just thought, because you can see yourself in the Zoom thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I got a good
You
haircut.
Did it in the dark?
Pardon me?
You did it without the lights on in here?
I just did with the regular
lights. Okay.
Yeah.
No one commented?
No. No.
A little bit rude.
You know, I mean, because he wanted to talk about J.J. Watt, it was like, let's talk about John's hair. Well, I thought, you know, that could be a segment by itself. Doc Linville and what Doc Linville has done for my hair. If you want me to be on there, Nate, or, you know, your producers over there at Channel 26 to talk about the great hair that Dr. Linville has given me. I mean, seriously, folks, it is unbelievable the difference in my mange head with a bunch of holes in it and a giant, giant divot, 9-iron divot out of the back of my head from my hair to what I've got going on today. And it's all because of one guy, Doc Linville, and the easy process that was the geografting. And if you're looking for that the neograft, not geograft, neografting, if you're looking for this process, this is where you find it. Because the other processes really, really hurt. The other processes are painful and long and terrible. I can tell you this from experience. This process was awesome. And if you're somebody that's follically challenged, come on. Go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.